there, I'm Ben Ferguson from Premier Martial Arts, and today I'm interviewing Rory Browder. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Let's move into your past in the martial arts. So, kind of talk about your journey to where you are now in martial arts.
I started around September 2018, and sometimes, like, I was scared, really scared at first. I didn't want to ask anybody how to do, like, kicks and punches because I thought I was a wimp. During the journey, there were some days that I didn't feel motivated or I didn't want to go, but I'm glad I went because now where I am right now, I'm a black belt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why did you start karate?
There was actually not really a reason why. I just tried other stuff, and then my mom brought up karate, so we tried it, and it's gone very good.
Yeah, that it has. You're a black belt, so yeah. Okay, so where are you now in the martial arts?
I'm a junior black belt. Just this December, I took my black belt test.
Yeah. So kind of talk about your journey to black belt.
It was hard at sometimes, but sometimes it was easy. Like, when you're beginning at karate, your early belt, like, when you start going up, moving up, it just gets harder and harder.
Yeah.
So, that's...
Yeah. It gets harder and harder and harder, and then when you're deputy black belt, there's just all this stuff you have to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can tell you it does definitely get harder. Okay. So, how has martial arts affected your life?
A lot. It's made me who I am today, yeah. And it's just changed my mindset.
Yeah, I'm going to say that is something true for all of us, that it has changed who we are today. I will tell you, I don't really know what I would have been doing if I was not in martial arts, because I started, February 2019, I want to say. Somewhere around there. That's all I'm going to say. What's your least favorite thing about martial arts?
Probably the 10-minute runs.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, especially last Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. That was outside.
Yes, outside. And what's your most favorite thing about martial arts?
Probably everybody that I meet, and they're really nice.
Yeah, me too. Definitely me too. Explain how Premier Martial Arts is a family.
Well, everybody's there for each other.
Yeah.
We're all nice to each other. We congratulate, cheer on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I saw this Facebook post back in quarantine where when we were doing online classes, we had a couple students outside in our parking lot doing classes via the computer where they could still be outside the parking lot together doing classes. So it's sort of like a group thing, not group thing, if you get what I mean. So what do you see yourself doing in the future?
I feel like staying in karate for a little bit more, but I also want to try other stuff.
Yeah. Could you ever see yourself owning a martial arts school?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Just maybe. I feel like I'd probably want to do that.
Yeah. Why do you think you'd want to do that?
It'd be a nice business to start.
Yeah.
And just meeting a bunch of new people. Yeah. That'd be fun, too.
Okay, so we're actually going to move back to the least and most favorite things. Why is the 10-minute run your least favorite thing?
Because when it's outside, it's really hot. But still, it's kind of hard to do it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you get tired after 6 minutes.
After like 6 minutes, but at least
you're like going kind of slow.
You're like, I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going.
And you're happy once you finish it.
Yeah, kind of like that Finding Dory thing. Just keep running. But yeah. And why is all the people you meet your most favorite thing? Your most favorite thing about martial arts.
Because everybody's nice, you know, and it's easy to make friends here.
I mean, like, we have the saying, I'm sure I've said it before, one team, one family. We have a couple, one team, one family. We're a team, but we're also a family. It's kind of like when you're in like first grade in school and your teacher's like, we're not a class, but we're a family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like that. And then also those who kick together stick together. So like, hey, I got your back and you got my back. Sort of like that. So then, okay, can we move into your outside of martial arts? So what you like to do in your life outside of that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are some of your favorite things to do outside of karate?
I really like to program. I got a little robot that you can app on your phone, mm-hmm. and you could program it to do whatever. And I also really like to do volleyball. I just got into it last year with school, mm-hmm. and I really liked it.
Yeah. Because, if I remember correctly from what you've told me, you want to be a computer engineer.
Yes. Yeah. Software engineer. Software engineer
in particular, yes. Okay, so why are those your favorite things? Why would you say that that is something that you like to do?
I just feel like it's something that was like made for me, and it's really fun to do. Other people might not think that,
but
in my opinion, it's very fun.
Okay, so what are some of your favorite things about yourself? Like some of your best traits about yourself?
Probably that sometimes I can be outgoing to people when I'm not shy or something.
Yeah.
And probably how kind I am to others.
Okay.
I've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And why would you consider those your best traits?
Probably because I have some energetic weird sides of me, and those are probably just the ones that are on the nice, calm side of me.
Okay. Could you describe Premier Martial Arts in one word?
Family.
Okay. So, if you were at a job interview and someone asked you, how would you describe yourself? What would you say? If you could describe yourself in one word, what would you say?
Outgoing.
Okay. If you could have a superpower that only you could have, what would it be?
Ooh, this is hard. super strength?
Yeah. Okay, and why would that be the one?
Probably because if anybody's in danger, if, like, someone's on the other side of a brick wall,
boom,
and you can save them.
Yeah. I'll tell you what mine is. Stop time for everybody but myself. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And do you have any hidden talents?
I can program, and I can also flare my nose, like, big.
Okay. I'm not going to ask what that is, but anyway, thank you for watching. Thank you for coming on. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming on, Rory Browder.
Thank you for listening.
I will see you next time. Bye.